Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians right along the Southern California coast. Together, we seek to grow in our individual spirituality and in connected community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. For more information, visit our website at lajollaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
Will become dark, and the moon won't give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the planets and other heavenly bodies will be shaken. Then they will see the human one coming in the clouds with great power and splendor. Then he will send the angels and gather together his chosen people from the four corners of the earth, from the end of the earth to the end of heaven. Learn this parable from the fig tree. After its branch becomes tender and it sprouts new leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you know the season is at the door. I assure you that this generation won't pass away until all these things happen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will certainly not pass away. But nobody knows when the day or hour will come, not the angels in heaven, and not the Son. Only the Father knows. Watch out. Stay alert. You don't know when the time is coming. It is as if someone took a trip, left the household behind, and put the servants in charge, giving each one a job to do, and told the doorkeeper to stay alert. Therefore, stay alert. You don't know when the head of the household will come, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows in the early morning or at daybreak. Don't let him show up when you weren't expecting and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, stay alert. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Ah, the holiday season, a time of joy. But oh, the rush and the hustle. Christmas time often means loading up the car with family, luggage, presents, and more. It's often a chaotic time where we can't help but remember the nostalgia of those Norman Rockwell-esque Christmases of the past. But did they ever really live up to our expectations? The reality of this season is that while it might look warm and fuzzy in old photographs, it can be pretty complicated. Just as Jesus' arrival in the world involved a long, perilous journey, our road to Christmas may require us to buckle up for an exhausting and exhilarating journey of our own. This Advent, we invite you on a road trip, the journey to Christmas.
Engine on, warming up. Unless you live in San Diego, you need that to happen. We don't need it as much down here. The oil has been changed. The wipers have been replaced. The tires filled with air. We've got our music ready to go, as we just witnessed. Whether it's downloaded onto our phones or our music or big cases of CDs, which I currently have in my Acura, the music is ready for the road trip. We're packed, ready to go. We're going on a journey. Now, on the journey through Advent, we will drive through dark valleys and wind around treacherous mountains. Just as the choir sang, we will pray for the valleys to be lifted and the mountains to be made low. We will pray for the streets to be clear, for the skies to be blue, and for the highway patrol to be forgiving. But we will no doubt encounter obstacles, roadblocks, detours.
road construction, unexpected potholes. Has anyone ever driven over an unexpected pothole and then you suddenly prayed for 15 seconds that you didn't pop a tire? Right? And let's not forget, of course, the standard inconvenience of any road trip or in life. Yes, our Advent journey will have some unexpected surprises and frustrations. But this road trip will also have friends, love, family, games, snacks, and music. And today, our Advent journey will begin with Holy Communion. Next week on the Advent journey, we will find peace. On the third week, our journey will add joy. On Christmas Eve, we will gather under love's embrace and welcome the birth of eternal hope. The journey may be long, but we are packed and ready, for we know Emmanuel is riding shotgun the whole way. And if the road gets too bumpy, we can just quote Carrie Underwood and just say, Jesus, take the wheel. I know I am going to be saying that at least 100 times this Advent season. Advent is 4 weeks of expectantly awaiting the birth of Christ. And I gotta tell you, this year, I understand what it's like to expectantly await a birth. I was going to bring our actual go bag for the hospital to show you today, but I forgot it because of baby brain. But I'll tell you, it's a piece of luggage, well, two pieces of luggage, but the main one is about this big on wheels, filled with absolutely everything I could possibly imagine us needing, and yet I know I have forgotten something. I know I will never be prepared enough to welcome a new life. Are we ever prepared enough for such a moment? Or any of us? This year, I'm taking today's scripture quite literally. Let me tell you a few phrases from today's scripture that really hit home for me this year more than they ever have. Stay alert. Stay alert. Every minute I'm not working, I'm preparing for this new life. When I go home after church, I'll be preparing the house some more. Do you know how much room you need for baby stuff? Do you know? I had no idea. So many things have been banished to the garage to make room for the crib, bassinet, stroller, changing table. Why does my future son have more furniture than me? And I'm preparing the dogs for his arrival through extra training. They hate it. But I have to remain alert so I can reinforce our new rules and boundaries in the house. I'm aware of potential safety hazards that I've never thought of before. I'm alert in ways I've never planned to be. I'm also taking quite literally the text that says, nobody knows that day or hour will come. Watch out. I have no idea when this new little life will decide to make his debut into the world. His due date is December 15th, but I've been informed that baby babies show up whenever they want to. Can I get an amen? Yes. I thought I would. Also, you don't know when the head of the household will come. Yes. Because when he does, he's going to be in charge. And I will be like the servant in today's scripture with just one job to do. Raise him up. Let's not forget, don't let him show up and find you sleeping. Well, that won't be a problem. Because I've been told I will never sleep again. Whether in the evening or at midnight or the early morning or at daybreak, as our scripture says, I will not be sleeping. I'm excited and terrified in equal measure. I've just been quoting apocalyptic warnings, and they sound very similar to having a baby. Why does our reading of apocalypse sound so similar to the joyful expectation of new life? Apocalyptic literature is about the end of all things, and Advent is about the beginning of all things, of welcoming new life and the inbreaking of God's light into the world. Why do these apocalyptic words of Jesus resonate so deeply with hope and expectation? Well, when you're on a road trip, why might you feel the freedom of the road and the anxiety of traffic? We are such complex creatures made from a divine source. Mortality and eternity are in our very being, intertwined like two strands of DNA. We desire calm and consistency while we flirt with danger and adventure. We hold more than one emotion and often more than one perspective at a time. It is no wonder we need to stay alert then. So as we journey through these long, dark winter nights, we may be guided by a light of hope. The way headlights of a car illuminate the road ahead. We need to stay alert so we may know and recognize the voice of God, a message of hope spoken to us through the crackling static of our radio dial. As we journey this Advent, we need to pay attention to the streets around us. We need to notice the humanity of every person on every street. In our own hometown, yes, and across the world, people living on the streets of war and despair. As we notice all of these things, I pray that a new light of hope shines in your heart this morning. Like the hope candle that Mary Jane and Elizabeth lit for us, may a new light of hope burn bright for you. May hope burn bright in the darkness for our neighbors across the street and across the world. May we embrace the ending of things that no longer serve us and welcome the beginning of new life with all the hope and expectation and alertness it requires. Because a new life will change us forever. This morning, I asked Pastor Bob to provide us with a unique response to the word. As you all know, he likes the band U2 just a little bit. And they have a song that speaks to my heart this Advent season. It is called Where the Streets Have No Name. It is a song with lyrics that sound very apocalyptic. It reminds me of today's scripture. But they are actually very much about hope. See, U2 is an Irish band, and they wrote this song during a period of time known as the Troubles in Ireland. To completely oversimplify it, the Troubles were basically a civil war between Catholics and Protestants. Now, the Catholics and Protestants were divided by geography, so a person could be known as either Catholic or Protestant by the streets they lived in. In this song, then, the band is hopeful for the day when the streets have no name, and we all see the humanity and the divinity in one another. This Advent season, we can certainly identify and judge people based on where they live, the name of their street, their immigration status, or political affiliation. We see this far too often. We see it so clearly now in Israel and Gaza, in Ukraine, in Sudan, along our southern border, and in our debates. So we know for some this Advent season, today's scripture is very literal. But instead of expecting new life, they take literally the sun is dark, close night. The stars are falling like bombs, and bodies are shaken. Mortality and eternity are intertwined, and nobody knows what the next day will bring. Nobody knows the day or hour that hope will break through. But I do know this. From the valleys to the mountains, as we sing, in the darkness and in the sunshine, in the excitement and the terror, in bustling crowds and in solitude, there is Emmanuel, God with us. Here we are today for the temple. In a Protestant church, a congregation who will soon partake in Holy Communion, while two very talented members of our congregation perform a beautiful Catholic prayer. When hope comes into our lives, it changes it forever. We are packed and ready. We will never be prepared. But during Advent, we read the prophet Isaiah, who reminds us of God's abiding presence with all of creation. We chose to name our son Isaiah because his new life will remind us always of God's abiding presence and eternal hope, a hope that changes lives, a hope where streets have no name. New life is coming. Stay alert.
Oh,
Right.